Now back to Sports Collecting with Tom Morgan. Sponsored by ercdelivery.com and Huggins and Scott Auctions on ESPN 1000 and ESPNChicago.com.
Welcome back. I'm Tom Morgan with Vince Clementi of ERC Delivery and Bill Huggins of Huggins and Scott Auctions. Normally, we're on Sunday mornings from 7 to 8 a.m. Central Time taking your questions about the value of your collectibles. We're on for an extra hour today. We're on till 9 a.m. And for this second hour, we have another guest. We have Kevin Hefner from Historic Autographs on with us. Kevin, you there?
Yes, I am. Good morning, Tom.
Well, good morning. Welcome to the show. Good to have you on. Now, you're going to be... Bill was talking in the first hour that he's going to be set up at the National in Rosemont Wednesday through Sunday. You're going to be set up there also, correct?
Absolutely. We're going to be in the corporate area, booth 646, set up right near Blowout's table. Blowout's always easy to find. The man carries a bullhorn.
Okay, so if they can't see you, just listen.
Just listen for them, yes.
Exactly.
Yes, very good. Now, your company has some neat products coming out. Vince got a great card from the earlier product where you had the tobacco card and the cut
Clark
signature.
Griffith.
Yeah, you got a Clark Griffith, a beautiful,
nice.
Yep.
Big Clark Griffith autograph. And we actually were talking about this show on the show about a month ago where it was like, okay, wasn't Clark Griffith the guy who was the owner of the Minnesota Twins? And then looking back, it's like, no, that was like his son or grandson.
Yeah, that was Cal Griffith.
Yeah, yep. So Clark Griffith, he was playing in the early, obviously, in the early 1900s. You get a lot of that really neat stuff. And we were talking in the first hour, you have a Civil War product coming out soon.
Yes, the Civil War product is the largest undertaking Historic Autographs has ever done. We decided, because of our background, that commemorating the 150th anniversary of the surrender at Appomattox would be a perfect product. So the product's going to be called Civil War Appomattox, but it'll cover the entire war and autographs from only generals, abolitionists, presidents, and prominent men during the war will be included. And the boxes will have anywhere from one to three autographs. Or relic redemptions. We're actually going to include items that were used during the Civil War, like the 1860 U.S. Army Colt revolver and some long guns, weapons that would have been used and probably were used during the war.
Wow, that's you're
amazing.
Kidding. That redemptions will be randomly inserted where they redeem that with you and you'll send them the actual...
Absolutely.
Wow, that's incredible.
Now
that's
the
first.
Yeah, well, there's no the guns themselves are antique,
right?
So I am allowed to ship them, you know, across state lines,
right?
Because they're actually collectibles, and I wouldn't suggest anyone ever try to fire one. But they are absolutely beautiful. The 1860 revolvers that we have are actually matching serial numbers, so a car enthusiast will understand this. That means all the parts are originally from the factory, as you know, for that gun.
Wow.
Which
That's
makes them
amazing.
Even more valuable.
Now, how long has it taken you to compile all the items that you're going to have in this product?
For this product, almost 2 years.
Wow. Man.
Well, we bought more than 1,000 pieces for 600 boxes. So
600 total boxes.
Yeah, there's 600 total boxes. And for the first time ever, we are issuing a set that will appear in Beckett. It's a true set. It's not a non-licensed item. Commemorating the battles and the heroes and villains of the Civil War. I mean, we're all Americans, but this was, the Great Civil War was what really made us a country, so we should look back at history from both angles. So there are Confederates involved, included in the set, but we're releasing the promotional cards at the National to people who purchase our product at the National from one of those booths I mentioned, Steel City, Blowout, and Dave and Adams,
mm-hmm.
and Chicagoland, who is a distributor in your area. So we have, if you bought one of our products from them at the National, you could come to our table, and we're going to have games you can play to win certain prizes just for buying our product. And some of the prizes will be the promotional cards for the Civil War product.
Wow, very cool. Now, what are some of the products that they should have available that people can buy at the National?
Well, due to the limited nature of what we put out, some of the products are sold out and almost entirely opened. But our most recent products and popular were the one you mentioned, the Originals 1909 Diamond Edition. That most definitely will be available at the National, as well as our brand new product that just released last week. It's called the Gold Glove Signed Edition. And what that is a miniature Rawlings gold glove with a stand that has been signed by a player that has won the award. And then we had it authenticated by the third-party authenticator. We use PSA. And we put it in a box, and our distributors moved it out. That's our most recent product. They could also buy some of our non-sports stuff. We had a product called Celebrity, which is a celebrity cup product. We had a product called Sex Cells, which is a signed 8x10 about like Hollywood starlets and things like that. So, all these products should be available at the National. And if you purchase any of our older products, you're still eligible for free gifts at our booth. Anybody that buys our product is eligible, at the National from one of the distributors. So it's eligible to get free stuff at our booth.
So they buy the products at the National and then head to the Historic Autograph booth. Very good. Now, you're going to be on with us the entire hour and with us to answer questions, correct?
Absolutely. I enjoy this.
All right. Very good. Well, the number here is 312-332-3776. I'm Tom Morgan with Vince Clemente of ERC Delivery, Bill Huggins of Huggins & Scott Auctions, and Kevin Hefner from Historic Autographs has just joined us to answer your questions about the value of your collectibles. And we have a nice prize package to give away this week. It's a 1965 College All-Star Game football program, two tickets to get to the National Sport Collectors Convention. We'll get you in free any day, general admission, and we're giving away a Contenders football blaster box with at least one autograph in the box. Vince will pick the winner at the end of the show. All the winner has to do is email Vince at ERC Delivery, and you will get it set up where it will be delivered free of charge right to your door. You can also tweet me an item at T Crown Tom, a picture of an item. If we use it on the show, you'll get in the drawing. And we've had Bill's been waiting from Highland Park. Bill, thanks for waiting through the whole break here. What do you have?
Good morning, Tom.
Hi.
Vince, Bill, and Kevin. How
morning.
You doing?
Great.
I'm a former golf professional in Illinois, and one of the clubs that I used to work at, we were having, this is from 1999, we were having a charitable golf outing, and Coach Dick Stanfeld, remember the old Bears O-line coach?
Yeah, sure, I remember.
Was a member at the club, and I needed a favor. I needed some memorabilia for a silent auction, and I asked if he would be able to maybe get me a few pieces, and he obliged very graciously because he's a very nice man. But basically, he brought back a bag of stuff that we use for a silent auction, but he brought back a separate bag for me and said, this is for you. And basically what it was a, again, being from 1999, it was an authentic Reebok New Orleans Saints jersey with the sewn-on letters and numbers, and it is of the back of the jersey is Ditka with the number 89, and Coach signed it on the number 8.
Okay, so
and I thought it would be kind of a very unique piece for like a Ditka collector, you know.
Yeah, definitely. But Bill, what do you think? Is that maybe in the $300? This isn't okay. When Ditka ended his career as a player, he played with the Bears, Eagles, Cowboys. He didn't play with the Saints, too, at the end, did he, or did he?
I don't think so. Just coached him.
Yep. He coached him at the end. So
I
would think that's probably more of an item that would go in a store, either in New Orleans or Chicago, rather than Bill. That probably wouldn't be valuable enough for a Huggins and Scott auction, would it?
Well, gosh, Tom, I don't know. I mean, I can't imagine there's too many of them out there.
No, that's true. That's true.
It would not be like a Bears jersey or a Cowboys jersey. I don't know how many people would have even thought to make up a Saints jersey of this. That could be a surprising auction item based on rarity.
I think what they did is because because they knew we were running this large outing, it was, you know, like a 288-player outing. And I think what they did is I think they actually made a couple of them up for the outing. One of them going to the outing, one of them going to me. So it may be only, you know, something they did on occasion, you know.
Well, that would be that info would probably help with the value in an auction, don't you think, Bill?
Oh, absolutely. If you're interested in selling that, absolutely. Give me a call one day. I'd be happy to revisit including this in our next auction.
Now, the number at Huggins and Scott is 301-608-0355. He will be at the National this week, or you can, you know, check with them weeks after that. The next auction after the August auction will be in November. So, you know, anytime you get a football item in November auction, that's not a bad thing to do. So it sounds like a good item. Thanks for the call.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
Bill, I got an email from a gentleman, Bob, who was asking about, I thought this is a good question for you. He said he got the Star Jordan rookie card. He knew there were issues with counterfeiting, and he has a global rated 9 Jordan rookie in the bag. Now, do you still use global? Is that still good for you, or would you have to have somebody else crack that out and grade it if you were going to run that in your auction?
Well, we do sell some global stuff. I mean, global, while they have acquired a less than perfect name in the recent years, a lot of the stuff that they did is still just fine. And it would just be a matter of a preference on the by the consignor as to whether or not they want to have it redone by Beckett or one of the other grading companies, or whether they would just want to leave it as is.
Yeah, so it that would be up to them, that you'd be willing to probably use it then. And it, I guess,
oh, sure.
So they graded those in the bag and they graded the entire thing, is that right?
Well, I think they were just more or less grading what they could see in the bag,
which I
think the Jordan's on top of that set.
Yeah, I see. So it is the whole thing put together. Now, Kevin Hefner, after we've got another break coming up here, but after the break, one of the things I want to make sure that I talk to you about, newer players have almost their autographs are like insignias at some points. And we had a guy on who had basketball with Michael Jordan from the early 80s and how the signature had changed. And I'm wondering if you can talk, when we come back from the break, a little bit about going through history, if you've noticed changes in autographs of celebrities. So, Kevin, we'll get back to you. It's time for a short break. But coming out of the break, that's what we'll get to. So hang in there, everybody. We'll be right back.
Thanks for listening to Sports Collecting with Tom Morgan. If you'd like to join our proud advertisers, please call Tom Morgan at Triple Crown Trading, 630-357-7707. Again, that's Tom Morgan at 630-357-7707. Attention sports collectors. Are you looking to expand your collection? Then mark your calendars now. Bidding at Huggins & Scott's next auction begins on July 27th. Huggins & Scott Auctions is a sports memorabilia auction company that specializes in selling vintage baseball, football, and graded cards, signed autographed vintage sports memorabilia, and Americana collectibles. Visit them online at HugginsAndScott.com to register for their event, or call them at 301-608-0355. That's 301-608-0355. Got a shipment that needs to get out the door today and overnight delivery is just too slow? Then call ERC Delivery Service, 24/7, 365 days a year. ERC will get your document, package, or truckload of merchandise where you need it, when you need it delivered, guaranteed. And it's not just Chicagoland. ERC has dedicated daily routes that include Milwaukee, Rockford, and Indiana. Call ERC Delivery Service, 630-516-1199. That's 630-516-1199.
Is it deep dish pizza?
What? This isn't deep dish pizza.
Sort of deep dish pizza. It's pizza. It's in a dish. And when Mikey pulled it out of the oven, he says something real deep like, if pizza's around, why are pizza boxes square?
Sorta Deep Dish Pizza isn't Deep Dish Pizza, just like sorta you isn't you. Esurance helps make sure you only pay for what's right for you, not someone sorta like you. That's insurance for the modern world. Esurance, backed by Allstate. Click or call.
Not available in all states. Allstate products not available through Esurance.
Hi, I'm Joan London, and if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. With one phone call, you'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. It's a free service, so call now.
800-375-7751. 800-375-7751.
Hey, it's Flo, and this is my impression of a play-by-play announcer who loves to save money. And here at Progressive, it's discounts all day. The customer's a safe driver and mails over the discount. Signed up for paperless billing, and it's a discount from downtown. Insuring multiple vehicles and kablam shakalaka fadeaway cross-court coast-to-coast discount mania! Whew, should we go to commercial? Wait, this is a commercial.
With all kinds of discounts, Progressive helps you save. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Let's get our summer.
Summer on with a refreshing mix of fun new drinks at McDonald's. Try McCafe's new Mocha-licious Oreo Frappe. Sip the strawberry lemonade made with real strawberries or chill with a frozen lemonade. However you get your summer on, McDonald's has a drink to match. At participating McDonald's, limited time only.
It's only bacon. It's only bacon on a McMuffin to help you rise and shine. Applewood smoked bacon, white cheddar cheese, and a freshly cracked egg we did combine. A taste that's one of a kind. Out of bed you'll climb as soon as you hear your alarm clock chime. It's only bacon, but oh, what delicious bacon it is. Introducing McDonald's Bacon and White Cheddar McMuffin, made with thick-cut bacon, white cheddar, and a freshly cracked egg. Get one in a small McCafe coffee for just $3.50. Limited time only. Price and participation may vary.
Now back to Sports Collecting with Tom Morgan. Sponsored by ERCDelivery.com and Huggins and Scott Auctions on ESPN 1000 and ESPNChicago.com.
Welcome back. I'm Tom Morgan with Vince Clementi of ERC Delivery, Bill Huggins of Huggins and Scott Auctions. And on with us this week is Kevin Hefner from Historic Autographs. Don't forget now, bidding starts tomorrow, July 27th, on the Huggins and Scott August Auction. Go to HugginsandScott.com. If you don't have one of their catalogs, you can bid on items if you're registered with them right through HugginsandScott.com. Lots of great items, lots of great graded items. There's a 1957-58 Topps basketball PSA graded near set, 79 of 80 cards, number 36 on the registry, $750 minimum bid. That set, the first national I ever went to in the early 90s, I remember seeing the 57 basketball set and was like, whoa, are those neat cards? I didn't even realize they had cards in 57 of basketball. So it's there's all kinds of stuff like that. If you go to HugginsandScott.com and just start searching through
the
stuff.
That's amazing. Absolutely.
It really
amazing.
Is. It really is. And then Bill Huggins will be set up along with his son Ricky and Josh will be at the national. And Kevin Hefner will be set up at for Historic Autographs at the National also. Now, Kevin, this is something that I find kind of interesting, and I'd like to know through history if you've noticed the same thing. What got me thinking about it, a guy had his father was a dentist for the Milwaukee Bucks in the 80s. The U.S. Olympic team in 84 played a game at the Bucks auditorium, and he got a team-signed basketball, an Olympic team-signed basketball, and Michael Jordan was one of the guys who signed it. And his signature's quite a bit different from 1984 to what he signs now. Is that typical through history, what you've seen through, whether it's sports or any type of celebrities, that you see it change over the years?
Typical, yes. Drastic changes, no. Some of the most drastic, of course, would be the great Muhammad Ali. If you look at Ali's signature from the 70s, it's a very large, bold signature. Of course, due to the Parkinson's and, years his signature has gotten considerably smaller, and you wouldn't think it was the same man signing it. Same thing holds true with Mickey Mantle. I noticed in the Huggins and Scott auction, the upcoming auction, one of their internet lots is a vintage 1950s Mickey Mantle signature. And that looks different than what his 60s signature looked like and what his 80s and 90s signature looked like. But those weren't drastic changes. Those were more subtle changes. Same with Babe Ruth. There were subtle changes in his signature from his early years to his later years. As he evolved and got older, his hand, got, arthritis and things like that. So, yeah, I do think it's typical that there are changes. It's not typical for, like, a person like Muhammad Ali, whose signature is totally different than what it used to be.
Now, you've been collecting and buying and selling autographs for a long time. Has there ever been either a collection or one particular autograph where you were just like, whoa, one of those type things?
Well, I guess I would have to say most of what I've purchased is baseball, and I've owned three of the 15 to 16 known Joe Jacksons, so I've been fortunate enough to pretty much handle all the key autographs in baseball. I would have loved to have handled that that Mike Kelly that sold a few years back. There was an example of a Mike Kelly autograph that sold for $200,000. That's probably one of the autographs in baseball that I wish I'd been able to, see or own. I've owned all the presidents, so I don't think there's anybody out there that wows me anymore. When you're around something as long as I've been, I still love it. I still get excited about it all, even common autographs and sports memorabilia, because I love the games so much. But little surprises me anymore in the industry.
So at one point in your life, you've owned every single presidential autograph?
Multiple times, yes.
Really? Every single one? Wow, that's cool. I always thought that would be a neat collection to have.
Well, Tom, just so you know, a little preview. Next year, we're releasing POTUS. POTUS, of course, stands for President of the United States.
Okay.
And it will include all the presidents in order. So Grover Cleveland will appear is in two different cards. It will also have a base set of non-autographed cards, but it will include, this product will include every president with numbered and or imaged cards, so the president's image will show up on the card. It will also have all the vice presidents and all the first ladies.
Wow. Very cool. When's that coming out?
That will be next year. Like I said, that will be next year.
Vince, let's start lining up.
We love this stuff, Kevin.
Yeah, that's for
sure. We really do want to focus, since we are historic autographs, to this point in our five-year existence, we have done mostly baseball. And the problem is that the baseball market is saturated with what we do, and we are limited. But when we move into doing historical and non-sports stuff, we're less limited in our scope, and we can make it more fun. I believe we can make it more fun. There's a lot of people that baseballs, they've gotten away from baseball collecting because there are so many different patch cards, jersey cards, that type of stuff. The seasoned collector, which is what I want. I don't want, we're not looking for the pack ripper because we only make 800 to 1,000 boxes. We're looking for the collector who enjoys opening up and finding a prize. And so what we've done is we've shifted gears just a little bit. And this year we're putting out four non-baseball products.
Well,
go ahead.
Well, the number here is 312-332-3776. That's Kevin Hefner from Historic Autographs on with us. And then it's also I'm Tom Morgan with Vince Clemente of ERC Delivery and Bill Huggins of Huggins and Scott Auctions. We're on till 9 this week, and we're giving away a prize package, including a Contenders football blaster box, a 1965 College All-Star Game football program, and tickets, two free tickets to the National Sports Collectors Convention. So give us a call, 312-332-3776. If you have an item you'd like to know the value of. And Gary from Darien, you've been waiting patiently. Thanks for waiting, Gary. What do you have?
It's Jerry, but that's all right, Tom.
Okay, Jerry.
I'm sorry. I've got a number of items. One of them is a miniature basketball signed by Joby Hall, Denny Crum, and Dick Vitale.
Oh, so the college coaches item there, a triple mini basketball, that's probably in the $75 to $100 range, maybe.
I've got a Cubs Cabbage Patch doll in excellent condition. A 1984 Cubs California champagne bottle.
That should have been a celebration item. We should have won that year.
Okay, Vince, go on. Let's hear this.
You were off. We were supposed to have three night games in the playoffs against San Diego, but because we didn't have lights, Uberoff gave San Diego
an
extra game when it should have been at Wrigley Field, and we lost.
You're still steamed about
that. I'm still steaming about 84 Cubs, yes.
You're like Milt Pappas still steaming about that last ball.
Bruce
strike
Froman,
call
yes,
on the,
yes.
on the,
he's on my short
on the perfect
list.
Game.
Yes.
So that actually happened. The Cubs won the games at home, too,
yep,
right?
They did.
So if they had had a third game at home, there's a very good chance they would have won that game.
They destroyed San Diego in the two games.
Yeah, they did.
Field, and it was Uberoff's first year as commissioner, and I remember it as if it was yesterday. Can you tell?
Yeah, you can tell. Were you at either one of those games?
No, I wasn't, but I watched every second of them. What can you do?
All right. Well, Gary... see what you started, Gary, with this bottle, the champagne bottle? I don't think you got a lot of value with that champagne bottle, but, you know, it starts a good conversation anyway, without a doubt.
Sure.
Now, here's an autograph that I don't think this one changed a ton over the years. Burke on Twitter sent me a picture of a Ted Williams single-signed baseball. Real solid signature. It looks like there might be some scuffing on the ball. Is that ball still hanging in there at like the $300 range, $400 maybe?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, single sign on the sweet spot, so that's still a good item. Now, do you guys ever get single sign baseballs graded when you get them authenticated? Where I know at one point PSA was slabbing baseballs and putting a grade on the ball and on the signature. Are they still doing that, or do you guys ever do that, get that done?
Yeah, we do, and I think Kevin maybe even does that for some of the products that he's issued.
Absolutely. It does elevate, if the grades, of course, are strong, it does elevate the value of the ball. Something like a Ted Williams, if you call it a bold signature, it's $300 to $400. But if it's authenticated by a PSA or a JSA and it's graded a 9 or even a 10, it could be 2-3 times that.
Have you ever seen a 10 mantle signed ball?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do those usually sell for? Have you seen any for sale, or you just
I want to say you got to be talking, $1,000+.
Yeah, I think that would be a
I would even say maybe as much as 2, depending on how crisp. You know, the ball, the signature being a 10 is one thing, but if the ball's a 10 as well, it could easily eclipse 2,000.
Now, speaking of somebody like that, so let's say that was from the 90s, but let's say you go back and you've got a 50s mantle single sign ball, and that's a high grade. Is there quite a bit of a premium there?
Bill, do you want to take that, or should I?
Well, I think you probably are better than that, but I would certainly agree with Tom as far as, to find a vintage Mantle signature as a 9 or 10 is far tougher than one of the 90s, Shodown signatures.
Well, this is where I think, that's why I wanted to go second anyway, because I believe that if you had a 1950s vintage ball with a vintage Mantle signature, it could get 10 grand.
Yeah, that's what
that's
I was
not,
thinking.
And I underestimate, I think.
Yeah. Might be a big auction item. So anybody, if you're out there, used to go to the Sox games in the 50s and you got a Mickey Mantle single sign ball and you're like, wait a minute, I think I've got one of those somewhere. Go look it up and you could send it to Huggins and Scott Auctions and they'd get it graded for you and it'd go for a lot of money in an auction, that's for sure. Okay, we've got Nathan from Bartlett waiting on the line. What do you have there, Nathan?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Doing great.
So I've got Jim Edmonds, Hall of Fame center fielder for the Cardinals and the Angels. I went to see I'm a Cubs fan, but I wanted to see them play in Pittsburgh at Pittsburgh Stadium a while back. And I was there, and he tossed me his batting glove after batting practice. And then my family, we were actually staying at the hotel where the Cardinals were staying at. and then I got it signed there. So it's his batting glove that he signed.
Yeah, game-used items are always good. I think you might be jumping the gun a bit on the whole Hall of Fame thing, though. I mean, he should be a Hall of Famer, you would think, but he's not in yet. Well, so
he nearly had 400 homers, so 393 homers, and his defense in center was
second
excellent. To none during that time span.
But he's not in the Hall of Fame yet.
Oh, he's not?
No. But, okay, guys, let's say it's a borderline guy. I think Jim Edmonds has a very good chance for the Hall, but he's no lock by any means. Let's say a borderline guy and it's game-used memorabilia. How much of a jump does that make when he does get named to the Hall of Fame, or does it make any type of jump at all?
Well, I think, and Kevin, I think, may agree with me as well, is that that's the type of stuff that actually doubles overnight when a guy who wasn't supposed to make the Hall of Fame does. I mean, Derek Jeter is in the Hall of Fame.
Right, right.
We could almost tell you what day he's going to be inducted. And so his stuff doesn't really take a giant jump, but a guy who's not supposed to make it, Hal Newhouser made it a couple years ago, and a few other guys over the years have gotten in, Bert Blyleven, and their stuff literally goes up double overnight because now they are a Hall of Famer. I'm sure Kevin could probably elaborate on that a little.
Absolutely. And Bill, you picked the perfect guy, Bert Blyleven. Done private signings with him for products for years. And, you know, the autographs were, I'm just going to throw out general numbers, you know, $20. When he made the Hall of Fame, he doubled and won't go below that because now he's a Hall of Famer, so it cost me twice as much. So the doubling was a perfect way to say it because Blyleven fit that mold. Deserves it. He's a Hall of Famer. But, you know, I think, like, you know, like everybody else out there, you speculate on who could make the Hall. I think guys like Buzz Bevesi or Augustus Bush, Augie Bush, are probably going to make it in the Hall of Fame. And you see people out there grabbing up their signatures because these guys didn't sign a lot. And they, you know, the few autographs that are out there, they grab them up. So when they do make the Hall of Fame, you know, people that collect Hall of Fame autographs will need their autograph. And then, you know, it will jump like a Joe Gordon or somebody like that.
Well, it's time for another short break. The number here is 312-332-3776. We're on till 9 a.m. Central Time this morning, taking your calls about the value of your collectibles. And we've got a prize package to give away, including a 1965 College All-Star Football Program, free tickets to the National, and a Contenders Football Blaster Box. So hang in there, we'll be right back.
The much-anticipated 2015 Historic Autographs Originals, 1909 to 1912 Diamond Edition, is now live. Only 610 boxes were made, so get to your local hobby shops now. For those awaiting the 2015 Historic Autographs Civil War Appomattox release, it has been moved to fall 2015 to make sure there are plenty of high-end autographs. Historic Autographs. Come see us at the National Card Convention, booth number 646 in the corporate area. Huggins & Scott Auctions is now accepting premier sports and Americana items for their event of the year. Be part of the August 2015 Masterpiece Auction. Hundreds of highlight pieces on display, waiting for exceptional bids. The National Convention in Rosemont, Illinois, happens July 29th through August 2nd. If you have anything that you think will fit into this high-end auction, please contact Huggins & Scott online at HugginsAndScott.com or over the phone at 301-608-0355. That's 301-608-0355.
Okay, so let me see if I get this straight. You want the truck with the most towing power, the most payload, that accelerates faster, stops quicker, handles better than ever, that works smarter, is loaded with a ton of new technology and tools, has best-in-class gas mileage, that doesn't rust, and has the government's highest overall safety rating, 5 stars. Have I got that right? That's all you want, right? Everything? Okay. What color? This is the high-strength, military-grade aluminum alloy body Ford F-150, and this changes everything. Built Ford Tough.
Towing when properly equipped with available 3.5-liter EcoBoost V6 4x2. Payload when properly equipped with available 5.0-liter V8 4x2. Class is full-size pickups under 8,500 pounds GVWR. EPA estimated fuel economy rating of 19 city, 26 highway, 22 combined MPG, 2.7-liter EcoBoost V6 4x2. Actual mileage will vary. Government 5-star safety ratings are part of the U.S. Department of Transportation's new car assessment program, safercar.gov.
Cubs, Phillies, Chris Bryant and Anthony Rizzo look to power the
Cubs pass the Phillies. Catch all the action right here on ABC 7. Today at 1, only on ABC 7, your new home for Cubs baseball.
ESPN Chicago, on air at AM 1000, online at ESPNChicago.com, and on the go with the ESPN Radio app. With you wherever you are, ESPN Chicago.
Quaker State would rather help run your engine than run some ad, so we're going to keep our yap shut so you can listen to the sweet sound of your own engine. Listen to that Minx purr. Oh, the glory. Yep, nothing gets our motor running like all this motor running. Because that's what Quaker State is really all about. Protecting your engine so it runs for the long haul. Now get your vroom vroom on over to your local Meijer for savings on Quaker State motor oil.
Now back to Sports Collecting with Tom Morgan. Sponsored by ERCDelivery.com and Huggins and Scott Auctions on ESPN 1000 and ESPNChicago.com.
Welcome back. I'm Tom Morgan with Vince Clementi of ERC Delivery, Bill Huggins of Huggins and Scott Auctions, and this week we have Kevin Hefner from Historic Autographs on with us. Taking your questions about your collectibles, you can give us a call, 312-332-3776, or tweet me an item at TCrownTom, and we'll try to give you an estimate of the value of your items. Now, I want to mix in some more of the Huggins and Scott auction items. Bidding finally begins tomorrow, July 27th, on the August Huggins and Scott auction. And there's all kinds of big-time stuff here. Now, this is interesting, Bill. There's a 1909 S74 Silks white Ty Cobb SGC 84 near mint 7 with Red Sun advertising back. Highest graded known from that set with a $2,500 minimum bid. What do you think on that, baby? How have you had one of those before? How did you get that one?
Well, that was consigned to us by a gentleman who actually bought it in one of our previous auctions, several years ago, and he just decided to part with it at this point, so he sort of reconsigned it back to us. But yeah, it's a one-of-a-kind. The Red Sun back is what makes this thing that much special, plus the fact that it's one of those silks, and it's so hard to get those in any grade above an A or a 1, really, and this is a 7, which is unheard of.
Wow, yeah, this is a really cool-looking item, without a doubt. Now, a lot of times in the old tobacco cards, what was on the back would make an otherwise maybe not such a valuable card, like really valuable because of the rarity of the back. Kevin, I would imagine you've run into quite a bit of that as you've done your products with the autographs and the tobacco cards. Do you ever see anything where it's like it's an exorbitantly priced and you're like, whoa, and it's because of the back?
All the time. And that's why I have to stay away from those to balance the cost of the product.
Yeah.
We'd love to be able to include drum backs or Uditz backs or, you know, Lennox backs and things like that. But you pointed it out. You take a regular tobacco card that may be worth $25, $30 and it has a rare back, it's 10 to 20 times that and more.
Yeah.
And all that would do is raise the cost of the product to the point where I've priced out, you know, some people that may want to collect the product itself.
Now, is that something you originally collected yourself, was tobacco cards that and made you think to do that product? How'd you come up with that idea? It's a great idea for a product.
Oh, thank you. The idea is actually an overarching idea for all the vintage cards because I've always been drawn to the historical aspects of baseball. I love the fact that it's a game that you can have conversations while it's going on. There's not continual action. There's the absence of action while the pitcher holds the ball and things like that, which give you time to talk about the players who, you know, and the game hasn't changed much in the last 150 years. It's still basically the same type of game. Players have changed, but the game hasn't. So, you know, you look at that and that would be, you know, what I chose were the older cards because I wanted to renew them, revive them, give the older collectors something to go after again.
Yeah, it worked. It's a great idea. We've got a nice group of people waiting here to ask questions. I wanted to mention this, though. yesterday. Apparently, Cole Hamels really wants to really be a Cub.
Yeah.
As he found it, he showed that the Cubs can't hit him. They better pick him up.
And well, Tom, when you had said earlier, he goes, so you remember that like it was yesterday. I wanted to say, well, yesterday the Cubs got no hit by Hamels.
Yeah, that's right. But you know, one of the things, like, I wasn't a huge Ozzie Guillen fan, but one of the things that he did really well, and Lou Piniella actually did this really well, when a team was going through a slump or had something like they got no hit, whatever, or if somebody was getting bad publicity, somebody like Zambrano or whatever, what the manager would do, Ozzie would go off on some rant, or Lou would get into a big argument with an ump and get ejected, maybe pick up a base and throw it. And what they would do was take the publicity off the slumping player or the slumping team and put it on themselves. So I'm going to make a prediction that Madden, who is the same type of, he's another smart guy, I bet he's going to throw all their bats in like a bucket of ice or something and do some chant around it or whatever, just to take the pressure off. Yeah. You know what I mean?
I know you guys are in Chicago, but I'm a diehard Phillies fan, and my beloved Phillies are the best team in baseball since the All-Star break.
They are. I wonder if that had anything to do with Sandberg leaving. What do you think?
Oh, don't say that. I still love Sandberg.
Yeah.
We do, too.
Yeah, he was, he kind of got glossed over by the Cubs. They promised him go down to the minors, and then they never gave him the job. So at least he did get his managerial job there for a while. Kevin from Yorkville's on the line. Let's go, Kevin. What do you have?
Hey, how you guys doing? Listen, I got a couple of things. In 1984, back in the 80s, I was really involved with Special Olympics. And,
cool.
Some of our fundraisers were golf tournaments in the northwest suburbs and stuff. So anyways, a friend of mine was working for the Cubs. I brought a dozen baseballs, official balls, gave them to my buddy. He got them all signed by the 84 team. And I kept one myself and donated the rest for auction, and we raised a bunch of money. Is that ball worth anything?
It's a team-signed 84 Cubs ball?
Yeah, I bought a dozen, gave them to my buddy, who was Connie Colwall. You probably know the name, good friend of mine. He was with the Cubs at the time. He took them into the dressing room and got them signed, and I think it's got almost everybody on the team.
Yeah, if you have at least 20 or so, it's probably going to be maybe what, $200-$300, but it's always going to be guys like Vince, Cub fans who are still ticked off about it are always going to want that. So there always will be good value.
One other thing from golf. In the 60s, I grew up in Akron, Ohio. My dad took me to Firestone Country Club.
Jack Nicklaus Country, was that?
Firestone Country Club in Akron.
Was Jack Nicklaus from Akron, or he was from Ohio, wasn't he?
No, I'm saying I saw the great players in the 60s at Firestone growing up there.
Yeah.
Anyways, I have a couple of periscopes. Do you remember golf periscopes?
Oh, yeah. They, in some of the old Sports Illustrated pictures where people are in the stands and they're behind people, so they had the periscope up so they could see.
Oh, yeah, they were like cardboard and mirrors in, and they sold them at the venues. Anyways, I got one of those autographed by Jack Nicklaus and Arnold Palmer.
Oh, that's an interesting item, Bill. What do you think in an auction? And then maybe, Kevin, is that something you've never seen before? First, Bill.
those would be a great item for the auction. We've actually sold a few of those over the years. Guessing that these would have the type of event, what event it was, whether it was a PGA or a U.S. Open or something like that, that is printed on the thing, and that would be even better.
Yeah, what tournament was it from?
I went to several there. I went to the PGA. I'm not sure if that was 61. It could have been the PGA. And the World Series of Golf, which was a big event.
Yeah.
It could have been that. And there is something I don't have. I've got them in storage here. I'll have to pull them out. They do have something on the side. I want to say they might even set the U.S. Open on the side. It wasn't the U.S. Open. But maybe it does say the event we were at. I'll have to look at them.
Okay.
But they've been stored away for years.
So, Bill Huggins, that would be an auction item you'd want to take if he did want to sell it.
Oh, yeah. I mean, if he got these signed back in the early 60s, those are going to be very vintage Palmer and Nicklaus autographs, which I'm sure Kevin could elaborate even more on those.
Now, Bill, I was thinking the same thing, but, before you said it. If those are vintage 60 signatures of the two greats in golf, that, and if they happen to be, even if they were left over from a U.S. Open, and the people had taken him to Firestone. That would make it even more, of course, because if either one of those guys had won whatever U.S. Open's on there, that would triple the value of the piece. So, yeah, vintage signatures. All right, that. Well,
were they signed back in the early 60s?
Oh, yeah. I got them personally signed myself as like an 8 or 9 year old boy. Yeah.
All right. Well, you've got yourself a Huggins and Scott auction item if you want to get it together.
Well, thanks a lot, fellas. I will do some personal research and maybe get in touch with you, fellas. Love the show a lot.
Thanks a lot. I'd love to see a picture of it, too. You can always email me a picture of that, too. Great item. Those are cool. The first thing when he said that, I thought of a Sports Illustrated photo where all those things were sticking up from the back. Yes. And, you know, where it was like Nicholas and Palmer playing and having both those guys sign it. That's really neat. Okay, John from South Shore. What do you have there, John?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Great.
I had caught the tail end of a conversation you all were having about a Michael Jordan star rookie card.
Okay.
I was one of the guys who got duped from HLN when they were selling the bogus card.
Oh, really? How much did you pay?
I paid $500 back then.
Oh, that stinks.
I don't know what they're going for today. I was just curious.
Yeah,
I still have it. I just sat on it.
Well, the bogus ones aren't worth anything, but what's some of the highest price Jordan star cards, Bill? There's one that stands out as in a high grade as the most expensive.
Well, the one that is the most expensive of the star, if you can get it authenticated, would be the one that came in the little team set bag that the caller earlier was saying he had, or tweeter had it in a GAI graded holder. That's the best one.
Yeah.
There are several others, but to have that one either in the bag or loose by itself and graded is certainly a several thousand dollar card still.
It was in a team bag. It did have the team. The problem is how I found out that the card wasn't a legitimate card was I had called to inquire about having the card graded, and they wouldn't grade it.
Yeah, and that's why. Like, typically, unless those are graded, they don't usually even go up for sale because there were so many problems with forgeries on those items. Tom from Crestwood's online. What do you have there, Tom?
Yeah, how you doing, Tommy? You remember me? I'm the guy with the Stevie ball from Babe Ruth.
Oh, yes. Okay, real quick. You guys will like this story. Kevin, you're going to love this story. Okay. He had a baseball from when they were kids, and Babe Ruth signed it, Lou Gehrig signed it, and a bunch of other stars, like I think White Sox, some different stars they used to take to the game, and then Stevie signed it. And Stevie and your brother, right, played with the ball a bunch.
Yeah, right. Sounds like Sandlot.
Right. So the ball had all kinds of marks on it, but it was still really cool, and I sold it for him at T-Crown. We got him authenticated. You could barely, wasn't it the Lou Gehrig, you could barely make it out? You could barely see it?
Babe was on the sweet spot, and above him was Lou.
Yeah, that was really...
The whole Yankee team did sign it, but it was hard to make out who was what after the scuffing and that. My grandfather gave it to my brother, and he gave me a ball that I'm calling you about.
Okay.
I got a ball with Bobby Shantz, Jimmy Dykes, and Gus Ernie signed.
And Stevie?
No. This is my ball.
Okay.
The other one was given to my brother. And then it was my dad that wrote my brother's name on. I said, who did this?
But to be honest with you, Tom, that is one of the favorite items and the favorite stories I've ever had. You know what I found out after that? I mean, we were kind of, we weren't making fun of you, but we were laughing with you about doing that. And after I had that, about a year later, I saw my brother at Christmas, and I told him the story, and we were laughing about it, and he goes, yeah, that's what we did with the 59 White Sox ball. I'm like, what are you talking about? He goes, don't you remember when we were kids, and our dad was a Cubs fan, so he probably won this in a bet or something. I don't know how he got it, but he had a 59 White Sox ball, and we always had trouble coming up with baseballs. We'd use them until they were, the covers were torn off. We'd tape them up, whatever.
Right.
But we ended up, and I don't remember, and I of course, wow. blamed it on my older brother then. I'm like, really?
cool.
But we did the same thing as you guys did. We played with what would have been a pretty valuable ball. The one you have there now, guys, you heard who he said, not quite as valuable on that one, but no. but still a really good ball. And, Tom, thanks for the call. We've got other callers we got to get to quickly,
okay,
but a great story. I'm glad you told us that one again. We've got, let's see here, let's go to Mel from Bartlett. We're getting towards the end here, so let's try to be kind of quick, guys. What do you have?
Here's what I got. I have a back in 1995, I had Shaquille O'Neal and Hakeem Olajuwon was going to play for $1 million on the ball.
Okay. It's a double signed basketball for Shaq and Olajuwon?
It's a double signed. I got it from the, it was canceled.
Oh, yeah.
Friend of mine,
cool.
A friend of mine was doing the promos, for Taco Bell, and when it got canceled, he gave me one of the balls, and I have all the, information that goes with it.
Very cool. I would think that's probably in the $200 to $300 range with both of them on there, too, for sure, Hall of Famers there. We've got Gil from the South Side. Got to move quickly here. Gil, what do you have?
Just a question for Kevin about presidential signatures. Was wondering if his company collected or a good resource for information about some of the federal land patents, whether those were actual signatures or were there secretariat postings or if they were original signatures. And where to find the big 2x2 foot land plat documents and some of the other original signatures from the Blue Book.
Kevin Hefner, can you answer his questions?
Well, the land grants are it's a complex but simple answer. They're for most presidents, there are secretarials and vintage signatures. Most of the older ones on lamb and sheepskin are going to be original signatures. But when you get up to like Andrew Jackson, you begin to get more of these secretarial and stamped signatures. Andrew Johnson was quite known for having stamped signatures on these types of documents because land started being given away more by the government at that point to help expand the country during Reconstruction. When it comes down to an item like that, I need to be able to see it, or an authenticator needs to be able to see it. And I would suggest not purchasing an item like that without having it authenticated previously.
All right. Well, I'm glad we had. Boy, we'll have to have you on again, Kevin, if you can make it on sometime. This is great having you on. We've got John from Lombard. Sounds like you got a neat item there, John. What do you have?
Yeah, I've got a a Bobby Hall autograph stick. It's a Northland stick.
Is it a game use stick?
Yeah, it's a game stick. My dad's friend was part of the ice crew.
Ooh, that's nice. Now, that's a Huggins and Scott auction item. Those are, if from the 60s, can be more than a couple thousand, can't they, Bill? A Bobby Hall game use stick?
Oh, sure. If
yeah.
If it's photo-matched or dated to a certain time period, 100%.
Beautiful. I want to get real quickly to another one, but that's a great Huggins and Scott. Mark from Lake Zurich, real quickly, what do you have?
How you doing? I got my buddy, we're playing, their little leaguers, having a party and at their house. He pulls out a ball. Hey, Uncle Mark, here's this ball. I go, ball? Babe Ruth, and it was lacquered over from their grandpa. I'm like, a Babe Ruth? I'm like, you got to be bleeping me.
But it is a real Babe Ruth single-sign ball?
Yeah, it was lacquered over, yep, but they still got it. It was in their toy chest from their grandpa. I'm like, holy.
Wow. Well, send us a picture of it, and we can give
you know what? If I can dig it out, I'll bring it to the show.
All right, beautiful. See Bill Huggins at the National.
Yes, I will. I appreciate it. Love the show. Thank you.
All right, thanks a lot. It's time to do the drawing, Vince.
Mark from Twitter is this week's winner. So, Mark, email me, vince@arcdelivery.com. I'll get back to you, set up delivery at your convenience free of charge.
I can't believe 2 hours went this fast.
Went by.
All right, well, Bill Huggins, Huggins and Scott Auction. Bill will be at the National Wednesday through Sunday. And Kevin Hefner from Historic Autographs will also be at the National right by the blowout table, so you'll be able to see him there. Kevin, thanks a lot for coming on with us. Great. If you can come on again, we'd love it. You got info that we don't have.
Anytime, Tom.
Everybody, have a great week. Thanks for listening. We'll be on 7 to 8 again next Sunday. Have a great one.